An epidemic of African swine fever is sweeping through China's hog farms, and the effects are rippling across the globe because China is a superpower of pork. Half of the world's pigs live in China, or at least they did before the epidemic began a year ago. Yesterday, I visited Chad Lehman near Eureka in Woodford County. He's a hog producer, third-generation farmer, and he says African swine fever is the biggest thing in the pig business today, even bigger than the ongoing trade disputes with China.
It's almost mind-boggling to think of how many pigs that is. We can never begin to supply what they've lost. And so when you think about that, along with the fact that you have to continually make new pigs for your future breeding herd, they have nothing in the pipeline for that next breeding herd. So I would say conservatively, they're in a 5 to 10 year glut right now to try to climb out of. There's no end in sight for this. They can't even control what they have to keep this thing from spreading. So it's almost mind-boggling to think how many pigs have been lost. If we get it over here, so once you get it, you can no longer export a pork product. Nothing can leave the country. So if we get it here, and keep in mind this is cannot be transmitted to humans, but if we get it here, you're talking the largest disruption to the pork industry that we have ever seen. And then it will have that trickle-down effect because you're going to have millions of bushels of corn and tons of soybean meal that will not get fed to pigs.
So the risk of contamination and having it enter the United States is very much a top concern. What about opportunity for American hog farmers? Is it much of an opportunity right now, or with the China trade stuff, it's really kind of holding you at bay?
Well, the trade dispute is certainly taking the enthusiasm off of the opportunity we have. I mean, we have a prime destination for pork right now in China, but the tariff price is so steep that it's muted. So yeah, we've got this huge bait dangling out there if we could go get it. But if we get it here, it all goes away. And it goes away in a big way. So it's a challenging time to know how to hedge pigs. You know, how do you market these pigs? Are the prices today as good as they're going to get, or if we work out a trade deal with China and we don't get ASF here, we could see the best prices we've ever seen 3 months, 6 months from now.
That's Chad Lehman, hog farmer from Eureka in Woodford County. He's also a board member with the Illinois Pork Producers Trade Group.